What turns on a killer is the suffering and death of another human being. And as his determination builds to take another life, he plans in obsessive detail what props he'll bring, what knots he'll tie. Let me ask you guys something. What turns you on?
Welcome to Canvas and Crime, your ultimate destination for true crime and horror merchandise. Meet Elizabeth, the creative force behind canvasandcrime.com. She combined her passion for painting with her fascination for true crime and horror, giving birth to this unique shop.
You're looking for an intelligent white male, 20 to 30 years old, socially functional.
Are you a fan of serial killer memorabilia? You're in luck. Canvas and Crime has an incredible selection, from iconic mugs featuring notorious figures like Ted Bundy and the Zodiac Killer, to killer shot glass sets that showcase your favorite serial killers.
All I know to do is change your locks, tighten up your security, and pray.
But that's not all. You can also find custom prints of your most loved serial killer, adding a personal touch to your collection. For the most entertaining serial killer merchandise, look no further than canvasandcrime.com. Support a small business and dive into the chilling fun. Shop today, and don't forget to follow Canvas and Crime on YouTube as well.
Are you intrigued by true paranormal stories? Do you crave tales of the strange, the dark, and the mysterious? Tune into our new podcast, Bump in the Night Chronicles, produced by 1950 Studios and distributed by the Limitless Broadcasting Network. Each episode dives into chilling paranormal phenomena and spine-tingling urban legends. From ghostly encounters to hair-raising myths, we explore the unknown. So if you're brave enough and not easily scared, subscribe now to LimitlessBroadcastingNetwork.com for ad-free episodes.
You're listening to the Limitless Broadcasting Network.
Hi, I'm Doug Jones, but you are listening to the Pixie Dust Twins podcast.
All it takes is faith and trust. Oh, and something I forgot. Dust. Just a little bit of pixie dust.
I only hope that we never lose sight of one thing, that it was all started by a mouse.
To live. To live will be an awfully big adventure.
Some imagination, huh?
Good day, mate. I'm Mary Kate.
And I'm Ashley.
Samantha?
I don't even know it's Samantha.
Danny! Danny, boy, where are you?
Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here, and welcome to Muppet Vision 3D.
I may be dead, but I'm still pretty.
Oh, come on, Gar. We're here. Happiest place on Earth.
Shall we begin?
Welcome, Pixie Dusters. We're your favorite hosts. I'm Sammy.
And I'm Ashley. Welcome to the Pixie Dust Twins podcast featuring Don.
Oh.
Now that was a bit peaky.
That was peaky, yes.
My bad.
Also, we are featuring Lucifer and Raven today because they're with Sammy. And we're
mostly
also featuring Ashley's construction crew outside of her apartment. So apologies in advance. And produced by Limitless Broadcasting Network.
Oh, yeah, that. The plug. Gotta plug the, gotta do the branding.
Yes. Check out our social media, please. I'm not going to list them all so I can hopefully not have my dog barking over me. But you know where to go. Thanks.
Yeah.
You know what they are. You know what the social media things are. Just go there. You,
if it exists,
we got social media for it.
Find us. Anyways, I don't know where that voice came from.
I don't even know what that was. It was like some sort of like European mesh.
I don't know. I haven't had coffee. All I had was a smoothie, so we'll see how today goes.
Your accent's sort of muddled. Oh dear, just like your tan.
Oh boy. Okay. So, Pixie Dusters, we are back for episode 3 of our video game series, C, which is Disney Dreamlight Valley.
Yay.
I'm super excited because this is Well, this is my favorite cozy game because, like, there's a thing now in video games, if you haven't been in that world very much, that there's, like, your action games and then your cozy games. Your cozy games are more of your less stakes. You're not saving the world. You're just kind of doing what everyday things. And that's kind of my gaming personality. I do more cozy games. Like, I have Dreamlight Valley. I have a Hobbit game called Tales of the Shire. I have another game called Wildflower about a little girl who finds out she's a witch and you get to, like, get ingredients to make spells, all sorts of things. So that's what cozy games are. Cozy games are, you're not saving the world. You are literally just living your everyday life and maybe doing a mission here and there. And that's where we are with Disney Dreamlight Valley, which came out in September of 2022 and has literally blown up. It's kind of like Disney's version of Sims. I need to go with my outline because I'll just get off trail and that's not going to go well. So came out in September of 2023, did a full release in December. I'm getting distracted because she's talking over there to someone off camera. Okay. Back up. Original early access release was September of 2022, full release in December of 2023. The developer and publisher is Gameloft, which makes sense because it's Disney. And Disney Dreamlight Valley combines life simulation gameplay similar to Animal Crossing with questing, farming, crafting, decorating, and friendship building with Disney and Pixar characters. Players restore a magical world that has been affected by a mysterious event called The Forgetting. The Forgetting, yes. So what really happens is at the very, very first title kind of thing, you are an adult and you are wanting to get away from the city. So you go to, like, either a park or out, like, in the country somewhere, and you decide to do a picnic and you fall asleep during this picnic. And all of a sudden she wakes up in Dreamlight Valley and she sees Merlin, and Merlin's like, oh my gosh, you're whatever you choose your name to be. You're back. We haven't seen you in years. Pretty much you, like, created this valley as a kid. And then as you became an adult, you forgot about it, left it. The forgetting happened because you left. And now you're back and you're trying to solve it because you don't remember. I've kind of spoiled it. So if you haven't played it, I'm sorry. But
I don't play games. So
you're good. I'm thinking more of the, I know you two don't. I'm talking more like our followers or our listeners. So you are trying to, at the beginning of this game, you're trying to figure out what happened to this place and who did it. And you come to find out it was yourself. It was gotcha. You. But it's okay because it's a cozy game and they forgive you and they love you because they're Disney characters.
Oh.
Gotcha. That's like it's like the Alice in Wonderland kind of vibe.
Yeah.
And doing like a darker, more adult Alice in Wonderland. Or not adult, but like,
it's a less dark.
Less,
I was gonna say okay. less dark, though, right?
Well, I don't know. I only know the only Alice in Wonderland that I know outside of, like, is like the Disney one. So
the Disney one is very trippy, where this is less trippy.
Okay, I gotcha.
But Alice and the right now we have Alice, character wise, we have Alice and the Cheshire Cat in the game. Like, you can unlock them. And you actually go into a version of Wonderland, which the version you go into is Tully Forest. So it was really creepy. It was really, like, not creepy, trippy. So it was fun. So like I said, Gameloft did create it. It is not only just a published game on different platforms, but you can also play it on your phone or your iPad. If you have, I don't know about Android, but for Apple, if you have Apple games, you can play that for free. If you don't have Apple games, you have to purchase it. Let's see here. The game was created in partnership with Disney Games and features officially licensed Disney and Pixar characters, locations, and storylines. This is heavy Disney, like heavy. It is not the same. Like, you're not going to get, like, the movie storylines, but it's almost like you're walking. Sammy, remember when I created that fan fiction where it's like, if Disney World was real? This game, I think they cheated and took my idea and created something. Because created this is what literally is what I'm wanting. Yeah. Except you're in, like, a different type of scenery. It's not the actual parks, which would have been really cool. That would be a cool expansion.
Yeah, I would think so.
Oh, Disney.
Wait, so it's like the actual parks and then you wander off and it's like a real world, like an actual, like,
no, what do you mean? So, okay. So when you get the original game, like, cause there's expansions at this point, but the original game, you have what's called Dreamlight Valley. And there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 different areas in the game. And so you have the plaza, which is the main area, and the plaza leads up to like your Dreamlight Castle. There is a big old castle. It's not like a Disney castle. It's its own castle, which is gorgeous. Mm. So you have the plaza, and then you have Peaceful Meadow, Dazzling Beach. So like along the ocean so you can fish and stuff. You have a swamp area called the Glades of Trust. You have a forest area called the Forest of Valor. I love these names. Mm-hmm. You have what's it called? Oh, there's 8 areas. Sorry, 8. You have a desert kind of African area called the Sunlit Plateau. You have a haunted area called the Forgotten Lands. And then you have the frozen area, which is Frosted Heights, I think. I always get that one mixed up. But like they're each different like climates. So you got the cold and snow, you got creepy forest area, you got the very hot plains, and these characters are coming in. So you get the frozen character. So you tend to put your frozen stuff over there, and you get like you have different decorations and different houses you put up. So you decide what valley they're going to go in. And each of these valleys have different seeds you can plant or different flowers you can get or different animals you can become friends with. It's extensive.
Wow.
It's extensive. And this is just the original game.
Yeah.
This is just the original game. So you start off with Merlin and then you find Mickey and then you find like you start with Merlin and Mickey and friends. So you find Merlin. Merlin helps you find Mickey. Mickey helps you find like Donald and Scrooge because he has his own shop and that's where you can shop for clothes and furniture for your houses. Pretty much all the Mickey and friends you get pretty quickly. And then there's like different realms you can open. So mm-hmm. I think the list is in here somewhere. I'll go over it in a minute. But yeah, cool. Life simulation, farming and crafting, village customization. You could spend a whole day just customizing.
Yeah,
no kidding.
Like I encourage you to look it up on Facebook. You will just see images and they are, some of them are crazy. Like I have fun doing it, but some people do like 12-hour stretches on Twitch, streaming it and like making these amazing,
things.
It's like a choose your own adventure kind of.
Kind of, yeah. Yeah, it's honestly to me, it's Disney and Sims.
I was just gonna say it's like Disney Sims, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah, okay. It's Disney Sims to me.
Okay, yeah.
Everyone always compares it to Animal Crossing, but I'm like, I've never done Animal Crossing, but I am a hardcore simmer. And
it sounds like the Sims to me. Yeah,
this is Sims.
Yeah.
So it is available on the Switch 2, PlayStation 4, PlayStation 5, Xbox One, the Series X, PC, and Mac. Also on your phone. Now, I'm going to, for anybody who's starting out with Dreamlight Valley, if you start out on Switch 1, it's going to be good. It'll be fine until you start getting into expansions. Then it's going to start crashing and it's going to start loading very slowly. I just switched over to a Switch 2 and I've had none of those issues. So the bigger it got, the more power it needs. So if you are starting on Switch 1, just be aware. If you continue to grow it, it's going to start having issues. So I wouldn't recommend it on Switch 1. I would just go ahead, if you're a brand new gamer or you want to start playing it and you want to do it on a Nintendo platform, do it on Switch 2. Right. Let's see. The story, the valley was once a thriving place where Disney and Pixar characters lived together. Yes, even the villains. We get villains in this. And as my character, I have to keep them in control. Make sure they don't do anything. Because, like, Scar tries to eat, I think, Ratatouille at one point. Ursula tries to take over the valley.
Yeah, she does. Yeah.
You know,
right? Yeah.
Scar being Scar.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually you get Jafar, and Jafar tries to like become the ruler of all. Maleficent, you eventually get Maleficent and Hades, and they are like fighting like cats and dogs, and it's fun. I love it.
Love it. That's fun.
But wow. We just got Hercules and Philoctetes, and I love Phil. Mm-hmm. I love Phil. A magical event called the Forgotting Forgetting caused residents to lose their memories and retreat from the world. Your character arrives to help restore memories, friendships, and the valley itself. Mm-hmm. So you can farm crops, fish, mine resources, cook meals, decorate houses and biomes, which is like the valley areas, collect outfits, build friendships and characters, and complete story quests. This game is continuous. It continues to add new characters, quests, and realms through the update. So right now, when we're filming this episode, we don't have Wreck-It Ralph yet. But after, like when you're listening to this episode, Wreck-It Ralph will now be in Dreamlight Valley, which is a new update that's coming next week.
Nice.
That I'm excited for. I love my Pixar characters. I have a whole... So they also have these like islands you can buy if you need more space. So mm-hmm. I bought an island and I'm literally creating a Pixar island because you have all the Toy Story, Ratatouille. I have Vanellope from... Wreck-It Ralph. Now we're getting Ralph. What other Inside Out? I have Inside Out characters, Joy and Happy, mm-hmm. or Joy and Sad. So like, it's really fun. It's very, very fun. Some other popular characters. I already said we have Mickey, Minnie, Goofy, Donald, Wally. We have Wally and Eve, which is great. Remy, Elsa, Buzz, Woody, Belle. We have the Beast in his beastly form, not in his weird looking king form.
Okay. Nobody cares about Beast in the prince form. Are you kidding? Literally no one cares.
Nope.
I think when he turned into a blonde prince, everyone was like, huh?
See, they made the mistake.
You should at least be brown haired. Like Beast character.
Right. That they also made the mistake of making him clean shaven. They should have kept the beard.
Exactly. He should have a beard. Thank you. Beard. He should be brown hair and beard.
Mm-hmm.
We need to redo this, Disney. it is rated E for everyone. Reviews have generally been positive. Huge amount of content, Disney nostalgia, decorating and customizing, relaxing gameplay loop, and frequent content updates. Criticisms. There have been grinding. Sometimes you have to grind for resources. Like you need like 100 wood stick thingies. And they're not 100 just sitting around. Like you have to get some and you have to wait like 10 minutes for more to respond. And like, so sometimes it takes a while to get what you need. That's why if you're starting this game, hoard your resources as much as possible. Like you want, like you can sell your resources to get money because Goofy has a stall and he sells things to you and he buys things from you.
Mm-hmm.
Your first instinct is to sell everything. Don't do it. Hoard. Get storage and hoard. You will thank me later. Let's see here. Occasional bugs, but like I said, those are fixed once you get to Switch 2. I don't know about the other platforms. There is a thing called premium currency and paid expansions. So you have to buy the expansions. And there is extra content, DLC, that they do like in Sims. Now they have it for this. They do it in a lot of games. And I don't even want to admit how much money I have spent extra to get some things. We're not going to even go there. Because they are cute. They're so cute. They like do these little, you get to like friend critters and then they follow you around and help you do your things. Aww. It's like,
that's fun.
How can I not buy this cute little puppy from 101 Dalmatians?
I mean, yeah, you got to.
Exactly.
Sure.
So how you do it is you pay so much money and you get so much what's called moonstones, and then there's extra content that you can purchase with the moonstones. Sure. I think it's a pretty fair, like honestly, it's a pretty fair like currency switch over. Sometimes you feel like they're gouging you to get it, like on like phone games and stuff. If you ever looked at those, this I feel is pretty accurate. But who knows? Later on, they might up it and then make me angry. Let's see here. And it can be competitive. That was another criticism. It can be competitive during long play sessions, which is right, which is why you shouldn't do long play sessions. Guys, you got to take time away from the screens because your eyes will be happy for you. So I recommend no playing longer than like 2 or 3 hours because it does get really competitive and then your eyes are starting to really strain. Let's see here. So the DLC and continued support. So we have three major expansions so far. One was a Rift in Time that brought us Aladdin, Jasmine, and Jafar. The Storybook Veil, which brought us Hades, Maleficent, Flynn Rider, and Merida. And then Wish Blossom Ranch, which introduced horses. So now I have horses that I can ride. And not just any horses. I have my own customizable horses. But you also get to get Maximus.
Okay.
You have Pegasus. Mm-hmm. You have Sven from Frozen. Mm-hmm. So you get to ride a reindeer. And then what is Mulan's horse's name?
Oh, shoot.
Mulan's horse.
Yeah.
Which horse. I love him. So that was like one of my happiest moments when they got this expansion. And I'm like, I get to ride horses. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'm sure.
Wish Blossom Ranch gave us Snow White. Oh, who did it give us? Snow White and Cruella and Tigger. So we got them, and each of these expansions have different areas that you go through, and you do a main game to try to save the area so it doesn't get destroyed by the whatever villains in it. And then of course there's different flowers or different things to farm and gather and all the things. Mm-hmm. Some of the critters though, I'm like, in a Rift in Time, some of the critters you can like befriend like are cobra snakes. And I'm like, don't know if I want to. You're a little creepy looking. I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Cobras are pretty cool. They got the little frilly thing out and they're all.
No, but it's like, you're a little fun looking. You're a little interesting looking. Mm-hmm. Storybook Veil is the only place I've collected all the critters, and they're dragons and Pegasus.
Ooh.
So I have little baby dragons that follow me and little baby Pegasus. And I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Wish Blossom has bees for like the honey area.
Okay.
Because that's like you got Tigger and Pooh and
yeah.
all that fun stuff. Mm-hmm. Bees and skunks for Cruella's areas. They're cute skunks. They're like Bambi cute skunks.
Yeah.
Is it Bambi? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bambi. Skunks. Mm-hmm. And then geese. Like from. Don't think of like geese that we deal with. Think of geese like what show is it? Is Aristocats the one with the two female gooses and the uncle? The
yes. Okay.
That's
I have those two girls. It's like Abigail and someone else. I have them. So it's like those. So they're really it's mm-hmm. fun. There is a new adventure pack out that I have not bought yet because I'm trying to be good. But I need to get it here soon because it is Honey Glow Woods. It's a smaller expansion pack. It's literally just adding kind of an area in Wish Blossom, I believe, and bringing in Pooh Bear, Piglet, and Eeyore. Mm. So I need to get it soon because it's my Winnie the Pooh people. I love them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So apparently you travel through a magical portal tree into Honeyglow Woods, a new biome inspired by the Hundred Acre Woods, and you help them clear a mysterious fog and complete, of course, quests with Pooh and friends. Oh, this is fun. There's beekeeping now. Oh. I might have to buy that this weekend. Beekeeping, sub-biomes. There's a mini game, new character homes, new furniture, clothing, etc. So the cool thing about clothing is they have like regular everyday clothing, like sweatshirts, jeans, tennis shoes, whatever. And then they have like character clothing. So I can, like right now I have Megara's dress. So I can dress as Megara.
Nice.
Or I also have Aurora's dresses. And then as you get higher levels with each character, they'll give you things that are like with their title. So like by the end, most of them will give you like a customized outfit for whatever their movie. So like when I finished Belle, I got a customized Belle like gold dress. I'm like,
wow.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
So, yeah, for this Disney-loving heart who loves to game, it is, like, my absolute favorite thing. Actually, one of my work friends, her name's Stephanie, she is not a Disney person, like a Disney person. Mm-hmm. And I got her to play Dreamlight Valley, and now she is obsessed. So it's not just for Disney people. It is for anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, no, it sounds really intricate. Like, it sounds like one of those things you can just escape into for hours, even if you're not a fan of the content. Like, I love stuff like that. I love escaping into various worlds and whatnot. Yeah. So
I need to remember to do it. I always have the best intentions when it comes to our Instagram, but then I always forget. Mm-hmm. My intention for Instagram is the games that I do have to like do some screen grabs and
that would be great
videos.
Yeah.
And put them on our Instagram so you can see it. But I gotta remember to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is the thing. Because I did end up buying Epic Mickey and I'm playing that right now. And it is fun. I am really enjoying it.
Cool.
It is heavy Disney and it is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's see here. Where was I? Yeah. So the good thing about the updates, so the expansions you have to pay for, but Disney has this long roadmap plan for free updates in the original game. So if you walk into the castle is where you enter a lot of the different realms to like unlock your characters. And there's a door for each realm. And there are probably 100 doors in there that Disney literally put in there for them to play with. So we have a very longevity of a roadmap for free content that you're getting. So if you don't buy the expansions, it's okay because you literally like every quarter we get a new character, new realm. Or if we already have the realm, but there's more characters they want to put in from that realm, they'll just have you go back to that same realm and unlock the characters. It's really cool. All right. So does this game hold up? Absolutely. If you enjoy cozy games, if you want to kill people or destroy things, this is not, well, you can destroy things, but it's to find resources, but it's not the game for you. Mm-hmm. This is for anyone who just wants to, leisurely play a game. I like to play it when I'm not paying attention, like, or not paying attention is not the right word. When I don't want to have to put a lot of effort into figuring out the puzzle or figuring out how I'm supposed to kill a person,
right?
Whatever, like moves that I need to do, like Kingdom Hearts. This is the exact opposite of Kingdom Hearts. So if I'm not in a Kingdom Heart mood, I'm in a Disney Valley mood. Mm-hmm. We'll just put it that way.
Yeah, it's like low effort, like a low effort kind of game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So apparently according to, the world on whoever does these surveys, the best experience on this game is on PC, PlayStation, and Xbox. Apparently only people have a good experience with the Switch 2. I'm having a great experience on the Switch 2, but that's because I started on the original Switch, where we have performance issues. So, but I am not going to go to PC because I have put too much effort. Brett has asked me if I would like start it again on like Xbox or PlayStation. I looked at him. I'm like, do you know how much money and how many things I've done to
No.
Yeah.
So it is worth it if you love Disney and Pixar characters, enjoy like Animal Crossing or Sims, like decorating and customizing, once relaxing, low-stress games, or enjoy collecting and completing quests. If you don't like repetitive tasks, if you don't like, or if you prefer heavy action or want a game with a definite ending, this is not the game for you.
Mm. Right. Makes sense.
Yes. So let's see here. What was this about? Oh, this is just a little bit. You can fish with Goofy, cook with Remy, garden with Wally. Wally has his own garden. Because, you know, Wally and his little boat. I do. I go fishing with Goofy all the time. And the cool thing is each character, you can choose a task for them to like give you extra stuff. So like Goofy, if I want to fish, I go with Goofy because then if I get one of them's a lobster. If I get a lobster, he will give me more lobster. He's like, here, a lobster too.
And you know,
Merlin is my miner. So he goes with me when I'm mining. And if I get like a ruby, he gives me like 10 more rubies. It's great.
Cool.
Oh.
So overall recommendation for a Disney fan, 9.5 out of 10. I would say 10 out of 10. Y'all are slipping. For cozy gamers, it's a 9. For non-Disney gamers, it's still rated a 7.5 or an 8. So very highly rated in the gaming community. But yeah, so that's kind of like the gist of it. Sammy, I know you don't game, but you would love this game.
I do not have time to do this, so I will never do it, even though I think it would be a lot of fun.
I should just, because my Switch is handheld, so I should just bring my Switch down and let you, like, roam around for a minute.
Just see it, yeah.
Yeah. Which, did I tell you my official dates yet?
Did you? Maybe last time we talked.
No, because it changed. Mom changed it.
Oh, then no.
We're going to be longer. I'm not going to say it on camera because I don't want people to know when I'm going to be down there. Yes. Until after I'm down there.
Yes.
She'll be mobbed with fans.
No. I want to keep my house safe.
I think it's more of a safety thing.
I don't want people to know I'm not home.
Absolutely.
I'm going to be gone. Oh, well.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I was trying to build you up, you know. You're the one who's like, people like me.
Oh, we can't be mobbed at the park.
Listen, I'm realistic. I know we're not that famous, so it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking into existence.
I don't know if I would want to.
That's fair.
Yeah, like, honestly.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, though, did you see all the rule changes that are happening?
Oh, yeah.
With, third-party people in the parks.
Mm-hmm.
Really cracking down. Which is going to be interesting because that's going to cause some issues for influencers that are not actually affiliated. And I'm so for it because I'm so sick of you all.
Mm-hmm. What if you're not allowed to film or something?
Like outside photographers and outside businesses are not allowed to do tours and just a bunch of stuff. Like now they're cracking down on it because it's causing issues. So
like what are the issues?
I don't know what the issues are. They didn't say. I'm assuming they don't want people
paying for non-Disney things.
Yeah.
Because they have their own people. Yeah.
Yeah. They offer it now.
Yeah. They do in-room decorating, which they blocked now third parties. They have their own photographers that you can hire at parks, at the resorts, at whatever. So
like they'll do a whole photo shoot with you. Like if you want to do a half an hour photo shoot in Epcot, you can hire them to do a photo shoot in Epcot.
Yeah.
It's not that bad priced.
Yeah. And it's an official Disney photographer. So
So
it's a typical company capitalizing on everything.
Yeah. I mean, it's money based, but
it is money based. But sometimes I feel like some of these influencers who are bringing in their own photographers and doing stuff are getting in the way.
I think they
of like everyday life at Disney. And whereas
I
Disney
do think so.
has, they can do a plan to know how to stay out of the way of guests.
And exactly.
That I would prefer that. Like, I don't like the idea of Disney, like, thankfully I've never seen it being there, but I don't like the idea of Disney becoming this like Hollywood place where you see like these people doing photo shoots and you got to go around them or something stupid. Like,
there's a lot of those influencers who are not considerate that people are there on vacation and not there to walk around them doing whatever nonsense they're doing.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
It's annoying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I saw those rules and I kind of giggled to myself. I'm like,
they brought it on themselves. So
they did.
Mm-hmm.
They put a lot on themselves. Disney influencers have, and it's Disney hack people. Here's my rules for going to Disney. It's like,
now you can't get on the buses at Disney Springs without having a room reservation.
Yeah.
Or a dining reservation. Yeah, they really screwed that up. Like, you can't do all that stuff anymore.
Yeah.
They check everything.
Yes. They ruined it for us who like to keep our mouth shut and just did things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm. Why do they have to make it? What, I don't get it. So you have to have reservations to get on the bus because.
Yeah. So people would be like, if you had a Disney hack to avoid parking fees, park at Disney Springs because you can take a bus to a resort and then you can go to whatever park you want. You can't do that anymore because they check.
Yeah.
I never did that because.
No, I've never done that either.
I don't need to do that. But yeah, that was the thing they were promoting on their TikToks and whatnot. And now you can't do it. And they even check if you get on boat transportation. I'm sure the Skyliner will come eventually. So, yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, with how expensive everything is, I'll take any hack I can get at this point. But
I know. But the problem is you've shared it online for Disney to find. Disney,
exactly.
Disney is Skynet. They check everything.
Oh, they love
ruining
things. So
you screwed it up.
Disney hates fun.
They don't hate fun. They
no, it's like an abusive parent. They love fun as long as they're the one providing it.
Well, you know? Well, here's the issue.
It's also causing issues for the people who are going to those resorts. Exactly. Like, we can't get on our buses. We can't.
Exactly.
Like, they're causing issues for the people who actually paid for that stuff.
Exactly.
And I'm going to go on. I'm on Disney's side on this one because I'm sick of people trying to cheat the system when I just spent thousands of dollars to be there.
Yes. And the thing is, like, they would go, and I learned this actually from the Dapper Danielle. Shout out to her. On, like, for instance, like 4th of July weekend, everybody wants to go watch the Magic Kingdom fireworks, but they would go to the Polynesian because you can sit on the beach there and see them. It's a really good view. So there would be so many people parking at Disney Springs that people who just legitimately wanted to go to Disney Springs couldn't find parking because everybody parked there and left. So they weren't at Disney Springs, and Disney wants to make money at the stores. So yeah, they're not making money.
Well, they kind of have to keep business
the thing open. Yeah. So that's part of the problem is these people would just, you know, they would end up causing problems for all the other guests essentially.
Yeah.
So
yeah. If it didn't affect me, I'm okay. But a lot of them have been affecting us when we're there. Yeah. Cool. I remember the days though when as long as you were staying on property, you could drive to any of the resorts.
Exactly.
And like walk around. You can't do that anymore, which sucks. No,
because too many people do it. Yeah.
Yeah. Like it wasn't a thing back then, but now it is. Because we would go and park at Contemporary, go through the shops, and then walk over to Magic Kingdom. We weren't avoiding paying for parking because we were at the resorts and we got free parking. It was just that we wanted to end up at Contemporary at the end of the day. So we we would park there and walk over and walk back.
Right.
And it avoided all of the lovely traffic getting out of that parking lot. But you can't do that anymore, which sucks.
Nope. Not anymore.
Mm-mm. Yeah. But it is what it is. Mm-hmm. Sorry, we got off topic. Any other questions that you would like to ask me about Dreamlight Valley?
No, seems like a fun game.
No, I think you covered it really well, actually.
Thank you. I was afraid I was going to be like all over the place because it's so vast that it's like, I don't know how to describe it.
I guess it makes sense in my brain because it's like The Sims. Like, I can picture it. Because The Sims, you can go to all sorts of different places and meet all sorts of people and do things. And so in my mind, I was like, yeah, it's literally the Disney Sims. So
you just can't kill them. I know you crazy Simmers out there who love to, like, put people in a pool, which nowadays you can't do that in Sims 4. But, like,
I would kill the Sim.
Yes,
you would. I would do that.
Yeah. You can't kill them. They stay. Sadly, even the villains stay. You can't put them off in their own world.
It's okay.
I think it's cool that they have the villains in there. I'm like, I think this is a great addition because every once in a while we get a quest that pops up that says so-and-so is trying to do whatever or ruin this. It's usually Ursula, to be honest.
I can see that.
It is. It's usually Ursula. Yeah. I do have, right now we
it's
have.
Always the queen of sass herself. She's always trying to ruin things.
Yeah.
It is. What villains do I have? Like just from the original? It's, or the main game. Ursula, Mother Gothel, Scar. I think that's it from the original game. The expansions is where you get like Jafar, Gaston. I forgot about him. He's in one of them. There's a mission for him trying to win Belle back because you have Belle when he's around. Oh, yeah. And it's like,
oh, come on, dude.
I mean, what else are you going to do?
True.
Hunt?
True.
You can only hunt so much, you know? I mean, eventually, you know, you got to find love.
Yeah. I would like LeFou. We haven't gotten LeFou yet. I would love LeFou to come in.
Yeah.
I'd love to see LeFou. I would love to see actual Megara. We just got Hercules and Philoctetes. So if we do not get Megara in one of these upcomings, I'm going to be furious.
Yeah.
Who's the other one that I really want? We do have Lumiere and Clogsworth with Belle and the Beast, which is awesome. I want the rest of the Inside Out crew because all we have is Joy and Sadness. I would like the other two, Fear and disgust mm-hmm. and anger. I would love to have anger.
Oh, anger, yeah.
It would be
sure.
so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. And some more Toy Story would be nice, too. All we have is Buzz and Woody. Like,
oh.
I want Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head. I want Slinky Dog.
Mm-hmm. Right. Jesse, hello.
Yeah, Jesse, Rex. Yeah. So that's what I mean. Like, there's a plethora of things they can do. And because it's, like, a long-standing game, we're probably going to get a good chunk. Ooh, mm-hmm. I also want, we have Stitch. I want Lilo. I need Lilo. We do not have Lilo yet.
Yeah.
Like, hello, Stitch needs his person to keep him under control.
No kidding.
And you want to talk about someone who keeps doing havoc around the valley? They continuously give Stitch his own, like, havoc stories. It's like,
I'm sure they do. No doubt.
And he usually loves to take off Donald in the game. He literally, messes with Donald a lot in the game.
That's
and
great.
And it's hilarious because it works great because Donald's pissed.
I love that. I love that.
Well, he's not really hard to upset. He's very high strung.
He is very high strung, but most of them know that and they stay away from that. Whereas Stitch doesn't care. And
That's because he's an agent of chaos.
He
of course
is.
He would poke the bear.
This is why he needs Lilo to keep him under control.
Exactly. Mm. He needs some help. But yeah.
Oh, gosh. But yeah.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll try to do screen grabs and stuff when I'm playing, like if I remember.
Sure.
It's the remembering to do them while I'm playing.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And I'll put it up on Insta. But
yeah.
Yeah. So Pixie Dusters next week is our last week of Video Games of Disney. And we are ending on honestly probably my favorite Disney game ever because I've been playing it since I was a teen, middle school teenager. We're going to be doing Kingdom Hearts. So I'm super excited.
Total opposite of this game.
Yeah.
So, total opposite of this game. So we will see you next week for our last week of Disney video games.
All right.
Bye, Pixie Dusters.
Thanks for listening. This podcast is part of Limitless Broadcasting Network. Check out our website for information about the hosts, merch, and all of our podcasts. Production for today's episode was handled by the Dream Team, Ashley Danny and Sammy Brooksby. A final special thanks to Dan. His discerning perspective is the secret ingredient that helps us see the bigger picture.
Listen. You're in a privileged position to learn a thing or two. Keep your mouth shut and your eyes open.
Hey, I'm Robert with Limitless Broadcasting Network, and you might know me from shows like You Can't Kill the Boogeyman podcast, The Painful Truth of Living with Chronic Pain, and more. I'm here to talk to you about my new show, premiering exclusively on the Limitless Broadcasting Network. It's called
Robbie Reviews.
It's a new movie review podcast show that lets you know exactly what movies you should see this summer and which movies you should stay away from this summer. So if you are into movies just like I am, you're going to love this podcast.
This ship cannot be crewed by two men. You'll never make it out of the bay.
Son, I'm Captain Jack Sparrow. Savvy?
I need your clothes, your boots, and your motorcycle.
Why so
not gonna kill me. You know why I can't kill this son? You know why I can't even put a bullet in Sean's head? Because Sean was disloyal. If you were anybody else, Tariq, you'd already be dead. The moment you let Tommy in the penthouse to kill me was the moment you were no longer my son, and now you're my enemy.
It's going to exclusively premiere on the Limitless Broadcasting Network. So subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.